Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those who are here committing crimes, robberies, shooting.
Welcome back.
Police officers raping innocent people have been a harm to our country. I want to sit down and hear the plan on how we're going to address them. Those are the people I am talking about, and I would love to sit down with the Board of Czar and hear his thoughts on how we're going to address those who are harming our citizens.
Well, you have the New York City mayor saying, yeah, I'll sit down with Tom Homan. Yeah, I'd like to hear what he has to say because my job here is to protect the people of New York City. It's refreshing. It's not exactly something that's brand new from the mayor of New York City, but I kind of wonder how much of the Trump effect is in play here. I want to get to our guest. Always wonderful to have Harris Faulkner on with us. She is the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Faith Still Moves Mountains. And you know her from Outnumbered and the anchor of the Faulkner Focus. Harris, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Annie. It is so wonderful to be with you. I feel like there's history made every time we talk. There's so much stuff going on.
That's right. There's always another story to talk about. Of course, I took the last week off. I bet you took some time off for Thanksgiving as well. News, it does not pause to eat turkey and to give thanks. So I'm grateful that you're able to come on and discuss with us all of this news. What did you think about the mayor there in New York City? You live right in this area, so you understand the problem more than we do here in St. Louis, specific to there. What do you think about his words and willingness to work with this administration?
Well, I think it's necessary here in New York. You know, we're looking for, we're having a manhunt right now. There was the United Healthcare CEO that was gunned down about 5 hours ago in the middle of Manhattan at the same hotel where the Al Smith dinner was, where Kamala Harris skipped that and lost out on the religious vote, particularly the Catholic vote. And it's also where a lot of United Nations diplomats come during the General Assembly UN week. So this is kind of a big deal. And it's four blocks from the Christmas tree lighting, which is the biggest event in the city. A million people come into a city that already has 8.9 million. So it's a big deal. And so then you say, well, what does that have to do with illegal immigration? Well, it's a straight line. We don't know much about the suspect yet, except for he was caught on like 55 cameras with a mask on and some gloves. Yeah. And he was on a rented city bike, which you have to have a card for. You got to have a credit card. But you know what we have in New York? We have prepaid debit cards that we've given illegals. And we learned 48 hours ago that we have 58,000 convicted criminals from other jurisdictions outside of our country living on the streets of New York City who've come in illegally across our southern border. And among them, about 1,100 killers.
Wow. It's outrageous.
Yeah. I mean, that's complicated to find somebody in the midst of all of those criminals on the street, plus extra citizens. This is New York's everyday story now. So, of course, Eric Adams, a former Republican, by the way, and 22-year veteran in the NYPD force, has to have some help. And the fact that he would say, cancel me if you think I'm not going to talk to Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. You can cancel him if you want. He does not care. You can accept it. He does not care. He wants to make life better for the city of New York and the people living in it, even the ones who didn't vote Democrat. And trust me, there are a lot of them who voted for Trump.
Yeah, completely. Harris Faulkner with us right now. I think, you know, we're very sensitive here in St. Louis. Ferguson is one of our suburbs here. A lot of the anti-police sentiment really stemmed out of the Michael Brown incident here in our St. Louis area. And ever since then, I think it was 10 years ago, ever since then, we've seen just kind of anti-police law enforcement sentiment, the idea of who's the victim tone, who's the criminal in any one of these given scenarios, has really been inverted, probably peaked in 2020. But watching Mayor Adams, as you point out, being somebody who has served in law enforcement, say, yeah, I'm willing to work on pointing out who the actual criminals are here so that we can protect who the actual victims are here. It's a very refreshing start to this Donald Trump administration that is 47 days away.
Well, look, in your city, you are going to need some people to come in and help because there are some sanctuary habits that you have there. I don't know if it's officially one, but there are some, and you're going to need that because of the fentanyl that you have on your street.
Yes.
Yeah. So that, if you're in the Midwest, you are not escaping the border problems. You're probably seeing the most death from it because of fentanyl overdoses. And the mixture, the concoctions of things that are coming across our border via China, like K2, which is involved in this Daniel Penny saved the people on the subway car and then ended up in a tango situation in a chokehold with a crazy man on there. And I want to use that word lightly. That's how he was described by witnesses. We know he was known to have mental health problems. And I had a forensic specialist tell me, Dr. Bodden, say, from formerly the O.J. Simpson case, tell me here recently, well, K2, you know, the makings of that come from China, and it's coming across our border. And the reason that it's on the streets is because it's undetectable from urine tests, from drug tests. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Here we go another way. Why can't we get a control element going on that border? Let's just do it now. Why are we even waiting? Like, they just lost the election. Maybe Biden could do something before he leaves to protect his legacy. But instead, he's falling asleep in meetings in Angola. That happened a few hours ago.
Yeah. It shouldn't be shocking. The visuals that we see coming out of this administration shouldn't surprise us anymore. They're pretty predictable. But every time you see them, it still is shocking. We're talking about the area that we're in right now. Of course, I'm in St. Louis, which is in Missouri, is a very red state. I live across the river in a very blue state, in the state of Illinois. I've seen Fox News paying a lot of attention to what's going on to Chicago. And as a Southern Illinois resident, Chicago still dictates a lot of what happens in my life, in my pocketbook, certainly. As a taxpayer, what do you make of these people standing up to Brandon Johnson, the mayor there, who's destroying the city of Chicago, a beautiful, beautiful city?
Yeah.
People are that you wouldn't really expect to see are standing up and saying, we're done with this. And you got to pay attention to what Donald Trump is leading the country on.
What do I make of them? They're American citizens who clearly, clearly didn't vote Democrat. And they're American citizens who want their vote to matter. And I don't know if you've seen the video, but I particularly love the African-American woman who has on the bowler Make America Great Again hat. I mean, like old.
Where do you get these things?
Old school Europe, you know, with that shape.
Yeah.
But the reason I point out specifics in terms of demographics, these are the very people that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden lost for their party. They lost a chunk of these important minority voting blocks to them. Now, the biggest block of voters are those who need the economy and the border crisis to be different. They need the crisis to end and a better economy for their pocketbooks. And so altogether, what I make of it is they made a choice, and Chicago officials, the Democrats in that very blue city now, want to ignore it. And Brandon Johnson was told at that same council meeting that you're talking about, they wouldn't vote him back in office if the election were held today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge sign of they got a problem. In fact, the one woman with the bowler Make America Great Again hat on said, you're the worst mayor in America. I mean, and I look at them and I think, look, he's certainly a person who cannot understand what his constituents are going through. And that actually puts him in a worst category because he wouldn't be there without their votes.
Yeah.
And he won't get them again.
You know, it's just interesting to look at what's taking place in New York City and then conversely what's taking place in Chicago, but watching the people finally being able to speak up and be heard and maybe depart from the what you would expect to come out of these very blue cities. The woke policies, the DEI policies that have led those cities to become as blue as they are, it seems like economically specifically and from a safety and security standpoint, it's just not cutting it. It's not enough to continue to get these people to look at the Democratic Party as a viable option.
Well, and I want to know why Democrats can't answer the simple question. Why do you believe less in what people say they are feeling than you do in your messaging that doesn't seem to hear them? Like, how in the world did they spend $1.5 billion in 15 weeks? More than some countries could do in a huge amount of time because they don't have that kind of revenue. I mean, look at that. Would you look at what they spent? And all of it was to preach to women, to tell them, you know, you can secretly vote for Kamala and not tell your husband. I mean, what does that even mean? And also messaging that it was all about the giggle and the joy. And then when that didn't work, it was hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. And when that didn't work, it was full on whatever else they could. Oh, put me, help NBC break FCC laws and put me on SNL and don't ask the other guy. Like, they went full fledged. It was unbelievable how they thought that their messaging was worth $1.5 billion. And what voters were telling them was worth nothing.
Yeah, not any time listening. All the time preaching.
Preaching,
and nobody was showing up. Nobody's showing up in the pews to hear what they had to say. Harris
Faulkner. People left the watch party early. That ought to tell you.
Yeah, that's like one of the first signs is like how much fun do they look like they're having behind the reporter there on election night.
That's funny.
I want to ask you real quick before we let you go. We're really grateful for your time. We're speaking with Harris Faulkner.
Grateful to be with you.
You have a book, Faith Still Moves Mountains, and reading through your book and these different anecdotes of experiences that you've had where prayer was involved in these, they're really huge stories that maybe people have never heard of before, which is why you put them in this book. We're talking about crime, we're talking about immigration, politically speaking, but I'm also seeing, at least from a trend standpoint, culturally, faith looks like it's kind of making a comeback in our culture in conjunction, parallel with this election. I'm wondering if you've seen that yourself.
Well, I'll be at the Marcus Point Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida on Sunday for a huge faith event. And I'll be talking all about Faith Still Moves Mountains. And I'll talk about it from this perspective. If you have a reason to doubt that God hears your prayer, if you have a reason to doubt that miracles happen at all, if you think faith has sat down, we'll stand up with you and show you that you're wrong. Miracles happen all around us. And the reason that I wrote Faith Still Moves Mountains was to talk with people who, they didn't have like a perfect situation come into their lives after a little bit of suffering. They suffered mightily for in all different ways. Heartbreak, drug abuse, loss of loved ones, cancer, all sorts of things. A shooting. I talk with a mom and her two daughters who survived the Aurora, Colorado shooting and what that was like to be in a room when people didn't survive. And how do you come back from that? Like, you saw so much. How do you then keep your faith and let God lead you out of that theater as a man is bearing down with a spray of bullets? So I talk with people because I want them to tell their stories of the length of time. And what happens between, Lord, I'm giving you my journey, my problem, everything. Can you help me? To when a suddenly happens from the Lord, because it probably doesn't feel like suddenly. And what it means to wait on the Lord and what it means to be ready for that moment when the Lord says, you have learned and I love you. Let me give you the miracle, the way that I want to bless you, the Lord says. To restore people's faith in he's coming because he's already with you. And yes, I think we are seeing the numbers tick up, particularly among young people, which is exactly where I start the book, on some teenagers who were out when they shouldn't have been on senior day. They had their own senior skip day at the end of school, about to graduate and go on to big things in their lives, and they end out in open water.
Yeah.
Fighting for life.
Oh, the story is so compelling. And
they prayed as teenagers.
Yes.
They prayed as teenagers. So you know that if that occurred to them, then those of us who say we believe have to pay attention. The youngest among us who haven't been tried the way that we have been as adults know that you got to go to the Lord.
Yeah, it's inspiring. And Harris, you know, I'll tell you this, that your reporting, you have not separated who you are as a Christian person, and it sneaks its way in. It may not feel like it's sneaking its way in for you, but it's inspiring. And I think that more people need to be bold in it. And I encourage people to check out your book because it is very inspirational.
Thank you.
Good Christmas gift for folks who might be looking for the right thing for under the tree. Harris Faulkner, we appreciate
Thank
you so much. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. We look forward to having you back soon.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you as well. Bye-bye. Harris Faulkner, she is the anchor and host of the Faulkner Focus and Outnumbered on Fox News. She wraps up on Outnumbered and she comes on the Andy Fry Show. Great to have her. And that book is wonderful. It's an easy read for me because it's kind of like, here's a chapter. You can read a full story in a sit down. That's my short attention span. It serves me well and it's very inspiring. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America. When we come back, disappearing holiday traditions. Are there some of those things that you might go, oh yeah, we used to do that. We don't do that anymore. Why don't we do that anymore? Well, I don't know which ones they are. Ryan Wiggins will come in studio next and regale us with some of those holiday traditions that might have gone away with the passing time. We'll be right back.